This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed, and therefore should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement, medical or health advice, or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discretion, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
Welcome to Let's Get Metaphysical, the podcast that explores the intersections between science and spirituality, and also what is the difference between aliens and angels. We may or may not touch on that in today's episode, where we are examining angels, guides, spirit guides. I'm your host, Renata Maniacci. I'm so excited for this episode. I've been waiting for this one for a long time, and today it is here. I am taking the lead on this episode for most of it, but my dear friend Donna Adams is also a contributor to this podcast. We get to cut in moments from an interview that we had a long time ago on this topic, and I am so thrilled that we are able to do that because she is a wealth of knowledge on this topic and has had several metaphysical experiences. Here's just a little bit more about Donna. Donna Adams brings over 19 years of experience with healing touch. She is a healing touch certified practitioner and instructor. She is also a certified integrative reflexologist, mindfulness meditation teacher, myofascial release therapist, and craniosacral worker. All of these energy medicine therapies provide whole body relaxation, allowing for healing of mind, body, and spirit. Donna also holds nursing certifications in the fields of oncology, hospice, and palliative care. She has a passion for incorporating energy medicine therapies as an integrative approach in conjunction with traditional medicine and care. One of her greatest joys is to bring light to the world through teaching and sharing the gifts of energy medicine practices. Donna and I met a long time ago, it feels like now, in a healing touch class. She is a dear friend, and I am particularly excited for her perspective in this topic of angels, guides, spirit guides, you know, the communication we have with our non-physical guidance. Because of her connection with science and spirituality. She is a registered nurse and has been for a long time and is very connected to the traditional Western medicine realm and also very connected to energy medicine and metaphysical experiences and angels, and her input on this topic is wonderful and I welcome it. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get meta. Greetings, metaphysicians! The time has finally come to have an episode about angels and guides and spirit guides and helpers and higher power super friends and all of those beings in the hidden world that so many of us experience in moments of our lives or in cases like mine, every single day of our lives. I have been wanting and waiting to have this episode for a long time. I thought this was going to be one of my first episodes, but it did not turn out like that. And here we are today to talk about all of this stuff, whether you call your guidance, guides, angels, source, little whisperings you don't know where they come from. We might even touch on ghosts. I am so excited to have this conversation. So let's just jump right into it. So what are we talking about when we're talking about guidance? Sometimes people have the experience where they are going about their day and you hear a message, you receive a message somehow, whether you hear it or it comes into your mind, you know it, or you look up and a bus is going by with a certain message on it that you know was meant for you. There's so many different ways. I could go on and on. I mean, let's name some of them. The different ways that we receive guidance, first of all, before we start talking about who's giving us the guidance. There's so many ways. like I said, sometimes things just arrive in your head. Sometimes a song will come on the radio. Sometimes you'll open a page in a random book and read the line, the sentence, or a few sentences that are exactly what you needed to hear at that moment to make a decision. Sometimes they will come through people randomly. You might be at Ace Hardware and the person checking you out will say something that you, that was a message for you that wasn't necessarily coming from them. It came through their human self. You resonate with it on this other level and can't help but wonder if that person was given that information momentarily through some other means to help you. There's so many fascinating ways that we receive guidance. And what we are focusing on today is the bringers of that guidance, the bringers of that information and encouragement. And it's just amazing how many different guidance has shown up around the world to many different people in many different forms. And so we're going to talk about some of those forms here today. Let's start out with angels. An insanely high number of the American public believes in angels. I don't have the exact number, but if you're interested, Google how many Americans believe in angels, and it's a very high percentage, last I heard. And this is interesting because it's not like everybody in the United States is religious or subscribes to a particular religious belief. We see angels, the word angels, pop up in many different religions, and certainly in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, they are mentioned there. And beings similar to angels are mentioned fairly frequently throughout the world in different ways. So what are these beings who seem to always be, pretty much always be, characterized in a friendly manner? I believe that everything carries a certain vibration. Everything is a certain energy. So for example, solid items are moving at a certain speed that is slow enough for items to appear solid, right? Your shoes, your house, food, anything that we can pick up and hold or touch. And then of course, there are higher vibrations than that. If you take water, for example, and there are three different forms of water that we know about: the solid, which is ice, the liquid, water, and gas is steam. I believe that one way that we can think of experiencing angels or other guides or beings in the hidden or invisible world is in terms of thinking about as having different vibrations than us. So we are solid because we're moving at a certain rate. Our cells are literally vibrating at a certain rate. The way that I have conceptualized other guidance is that they might just be vibrating at a higher frequency than us so that we can't actually see them. They are not solid. They are not visible to us because they are not vibrating within the range of what we experience as being visible light. Of course, we know that there are things vibrating above visible light and below visible light, visible to us, visible to humans. That's kind of my theory for angels and guides and even ghosts and apparitions and things like that. I believe that they are actually there. They're just vibrating at a higher or lower frequency than us that we cannot see, given what we are able to see as humans in the frequencies and vibrations of visible light. Here's what my friend Donna Adams has to say about angels.
To me, angels are the beautiful beings that surround our lives and give us the cues that we need to allow us to understand why certain things occur in our lives and what directions we should take on our journey here on this earthly plane. I'm in the process of reading a book, Journey of Souls, and it was introduced to me by one of my clients, and I find it very fascinating. The very first night that I started to read the book, I was laying in my room in my bed, and as I opened up the book, I could feel the presence of my angels and guides in the room. And I have one whose name is Caroline. and Caroline dances around in these beautiful flowing dresses. She's very playful. And I really started to get into the first chapter of this book, and I had to look up and say, Caroline, knock it off. I'm trying to read this. I'm glad you guys are all here in this room with me, but I need to start reading this. I'm very interested in this topic. Yeah. And then I realized, I just told one of my angels to knock it off. And I looked up at her and said, I'm sorry. And she just continued on. That's what they're there for. The more connected we are, and the more open we are to receiving their guidance, the more genuine we can feel that we can move through our lives and feel like we have that deep experience with the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I teach in my energy medicine practice is that everything begins with Einstein, mm-hmm. and Einstein's theory that everything is energy. Mm-hmm. We are energetic beings having a human experience. It's why we talk about our babies. And we talk about how intuitive they are, because they are intuitive, because they're still connected to the spirit world. Mm-hmm. It's just that what we're taught in society is that there's no such thing as an imaginary friend.
Right.
No, that's not the imaginary friend. It's their connection with spirit still. Mm-hmm. But we deny them that imaginary friend most of the time. So then they grow up and they let go of that. And then as we come in and become more grounded individuals, like so many, especially yourself at your young age, mm-hmm. are doing, you're able to enter that realm and experience the connection between the two worlds. And it's beautiful. In this work that I'm doing with hospice, families feel as though their family member is hallucinating when they reach out. They're not hallucinating. It's their connection with the spirit world.
Right.
And just how beautiful is that, to be able to reconnect to that. Mm-hmm. And see that light, to go back to that light from where we came, mm-hmm. and be able to enjoy that once again. Mm-hmm. And I just believe that that's where our guidance comes from, and it's how we make those decisions to come down here and do what we do. And then when we leave, they're there to open up their arms for us.
Is there a difference between angels and what we might call guides or spirit guides or helpers or super friends or any other name that we might give them? There's so many answers to this. And of course, you know, on my podcast and on these episodes, everything we say here is absolutely opinions, you know, and not absolute truth. Some of it might be absolute truth, but not everything. So for me, I believe a lot of the categorization comes from our own minds, honestly, and our need as humans to delineate and put things in boxes that our human brains can understand. So having a categorization for, okay, this is an angel, this is a ghost, this is an alien. A lot of that for me is just our own human need to differentiate between concepts, when in fact, I happen to believe that maybe there isn't a huge difference between angels and what we might call aliens, right? You know, we've had UFO sightings, and maybe we'll get into that at a later episode specifically, and aliens and UFOs. Maybe that would be a great episode to have all on its own. But if angels are, as I feel, higher vibrations than we are, so we can't see them most of the time unless perhaps we are in a high vibration ourselves so that we are able to see them. Couldn't the same be true for what we call aliens? And then if that's true, you know, that makes sense as to why we can't see aliens or alien, what we call unidentified flying objects. Maybe that phenomenon is mostly happening at higher vibration than we currently as humans can visibly see with our eyes. So is there a difference between what we call angels and what we call extraterrestrial beings or aliens or guides? Are there different varieties or levels of help from different levels of consciousness? That I do believe. I do believe that you can receive help from family members or ancestors who have passed, for example. Do I think that their level of consciousness is the same as say, an angel's level of consciousness? Not necessarily. So the advice that you might get from, say, a deceased grandmother, a grandmother who has ascended, might be of a different level of consciousness than, say, Archangel Gabriel. I do believe that there are different levels of consciousness that these beings have access to. Let's turn to what my friend Donna had to say about the difference between angels and other things.
I really don't make any differentiation. Some people are comfortable with angels. Some people are comfortable with the terminology spirit guides. Mm-hmm. So that's why I invite angels and spirit guides into the room.
Sure.
As they see fit. And so it's just honoring what people might be comfortable with. And I don't, again, there's no control over that. It's just honoring, just like we do in Healing Touch, we honor all religions.
Right.
So it's honoring all aspects of those energetic beings and what they consider themselves to be.
Let's talk about ghosts for a minute. I personally have never seen a ghost, though I have certainly had experiences where I have felt ghosts. Those who listen to this show often know that I'm not much of a visual seer. I'm more of a feeler and a knower. That's how I get my information. I'll either feel it or I'll just know it. But yeah, for ghosts, you know, I have some theories. I feel like ghosts, particularly if they're malevolent or, you know, kind of mischievous, let's say, maybe they are vibrating at a lower level, have a lower vibration, and potentially of a lower level of consciousness. Why do I say this? When you hear stories about ghosts or you hear stories about angels, the words that we use to describe those are different, right? The feeling around seeing a ghost often has to do with fear or uncertainty or kind of a unease feeling, right? People don't generally describe encounters with angels as being fearful. Usually it's blissful or full of love or very heart-opening. So that leads me to think that these things are two different things, right? Maybe of two different vibrations. And so my research mind would have to go with that angels are higher vibration, because we know that when we are in higher vibrations, we feel better, we feel good, we feel open, we feel clear. And when we are in lower vibrations, we feel more sad, more anxious, more fearful. So that's where I'm getting that from. Here's what Donna has to say about ghosts.
It's just like the theory about ghosts.
Right.
You know, they are there for us, but they're not willing to allow us to physically see them with our naked eye. They will allow us to experience their presence, but you won't actually be able to experience their physical, because they're not physical, they're energetic.
Let's talk a little bit about how we can experience our guides. And I'll share, you know, some of my personal experiences with this too. Experience my guides in so many different ways now that it takes a second to think about, oh, wait, how do I experience this? Because it's so second nature to me now, you know, and that's changed a lot over the last 10 years or so. I've become a lot more conscious of interacting with my guidance over the past few years here. And now it's so common that now I actually have to think about, okay, when am I doing this? You know, one of those ways is there's a few physical manifestations of how I communicate with them. One of them is that, I might have mentioned this before on this podcast, is that they will tap on my window, my bedroom window, typically, usually when they want me to go to sleep or when they want me to wake up and meditate. When I hear that, I can usually tune in and be like, what is it? And get an answer from that. There's this other interesting physical manifestation that comes in when I am in a place that has geckos or lizards. So I spend a lot of time in Costa Rica. And in Costa Rica, there's this kind of phenomenon with my family there and my community there that is known, which is when you're talking about something with somebody and you're speaking truth, your guides want to highlight that, a gecko will make their gecko noise near you. So, you know, you'll be saying something and then you'll hear, you know, and it's kind of understood in my community down there that that means that whatever was just said is true and they're backing it up. And I'm curious, actually, if our listeners have any experiences like that, animal backup, animal angelic backup or guidance backup, please write in and share that with us, because I'd be so interested to hear how that happens with y'all. Another physical manifestation of guidance that I get here, and pretty much actually everywhere in the world, is the appearance of dragonflies. I have a deep connection to dragonflies. They seem to appear for me whenever I am flowing or in the right place, and or if I need validation on something or just guidance that I'm doing the right thing or I'm in the right place at the right time. If I see dragonflies, they're usually a marker for me that I'm on the right track. I also have the experience of meditating and or asking questions of my guidance and just receiving answers, just listening and actually receiving an answer in my mind. Mostly it's in my mind. I don't tend to hear things auditorily either, as though somebody were talking next to me. Although these are all ways that people experience their guidance as well. There are people who can see energy or see these beings. There are people who can hear them physically with their ears. That's not how it shows up for me most of the time. But there is this phenomenon as well. I have many guides, and maybe I'll get into that in a minute, but there is a group of them that show up particularly when they are either excited for me about something, they're cheering me on about something. This will usually happen when I've just understood something or recognized a behavior of mine that maybe isn't the best behavior and decided to change it, or deeply got a lesson that I've been needing to get. Usually I'll see a group of guides, and I believe that they're angels, kind of right in front of me, applauding me. I can actually see that in my mind's eye, not with my visual eyes, but in my mind's eye. And, you know, I see them clapping when I do something good or expansive or transformative or get over a lesson that I've needed to be learning. That's happened. They also laugh at me when I'm doing something, you know, funny, or if I'm being overly human about something, if I'm being dense about something. I've joked about this in the past, but it's true. I've definitely experienced, you know, I'll be getting a download about something. They're giving me a download, and I'm frantically trying to write it down. And then I will see in my mind's eye that they're laughing at me, and I'll be like, what? They'll be like, and the message I'll get is, this is an energetic transmission. You don't need to write it down, you know, like that kind of stuff. So I don't know if anybody else out there has had an experience of being laughed at by your angels and guides. Please share if you have, because I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in that, but it is a pretty funny phenomenon either way. Let's listen to what Donna has to say about how she experiences her guides.
I can feel their presence in a room just by the air being there. There have been several times where I've actually felt their hand placements around my body assisting while I'm doing healing work. Mm-hmm. I've felt them and actually seen their presence on the surface of an individual that I was working on. Mm-hmm. So there was the indentation of the energy being there. And then an auric field sometimes around where I'm working at. Mm-hmm. My late husband will knock on the wall and let me know of his presence. Or he'll drop a feather, because we had a connection with feathers throughout our whole time together. And on occasion when there's something going on that I was stressed out about, or I needed some guidance on, arbitrarily, where there was no reason for there to be a feather placed, a feather would show up just out of the blue. Right. Early on, after he died, I would worry about things at nighttime, and inevitably he would knock on the wall and let me know that everything was going to be okay. Or we have a French clock in the kitchen that would, the hands would drop automatically down to the sixes for no reason. And it was always on an evening. It was always the morning after an evening of where I was worried about something. And I always knew that the clarification was, everything's going to be okay. And inevitably, everything was always okay. Mm-hmm. It was just his way of letting me know, it's not necessary for me to worry about that. Mm-hmm. And so that's another aspect of how being connected to the spirit world. those are the kinds of messages that you can get.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful. It's lovely. I had an experience last week at work. I was going upstairs to go to a meeting, and we have concrete going up our steps, and in the concrete was a single feather. Mm-hmm. And I jokingly went upstairs to everyone and said, oh, my husband has decided to come to this meeting today. There's a feather downstairs. There's no reason for that one to be there. And it dawned on me a couple of days later. This was the week, several years ago, actually 18 years ago, where I actually had to go up to him and let him know that I would be okay if he had to leave this earthly plane because he was sick with cancer. Mm. All of a sudden it dawned on me, therein lies the reason why the feather was there. Mm. He was letting me know. And I said, and how beautiful is that, you know? Mm-hmm. There's still 18 years later, there's still those messages from heaven. Mm-hmm. And I'm just very blessed.
One thing I've noticed about getting further and further into having a relationship with my guides and my guidance is that they work more with me when I invite them in, when I ask for them, when I ask for their help with something. That is how, almost exclusively, how I have forged a relationship with my various higher power super friends, as I sometimes call them. And I find that when I'm working with clients or big groups, that is actually sometimes all we need to do in order to have, or at least begin, a connection with our guidance is to ask for help. I find this a lot when I do healing sessions. It's part of my pre-treatment ritual, is to first ground and center myself and then attune to my client, and then to call in, even if I'm working with a group, to call in those beings, those guides, those angelic beings or higher power super friends who have attained a certain high level of consciousness, so that we're only getting the best of the best. We're only getting the truest, highest information, because information comes at all levels. And you don't want information from lower levels of consciousness. It's not going to be useful to you. It's not going to be true necessarily for your highest truth. So asking for it, I'm in the habit of doing that when I'm working with folks now. So for the last several years, there's a lot of people out there who are practitioners or different kinds of light workers or healers or however you want to call them, who do the same thing, who invoke their guides, who invoke their angels or whatever higher power or unseen guidance that they work with. For those of you who are wanting a stronger connection with hopefully higher consciousness guidance, I encourage you to, you know, ask for them to come. And then the second most important thing is to listen and see who comes in and how they come in, because it's different for everybody. Here's what Donna had to say about her guide showing up during healing sessions.
They all show up whenever they believe they should be a part of that healing session. They don't all show up at the same time. There's always a different grouping. I never have any control over it. I just, when I start and attune to my client, I invite my spirit guides and angels to please come in as they see fit to assist with this session. And I trust whoever is supposed to be there will be there. And there's usually at least one or two of them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the room's pretty busy because the client's own spirit guide or angel will show up, or a family member will show up in the room, and we both will feel that, and we'll discuss that at the end. I can't say that there's any particular ones that I bring into the room, because I don't want to influence it, so I just allow it to unfold itself and for them to reveal themselves as they see fit.
And who comes in is interesting. Some people ask for specific people to come in, and by people I mean guides or gods or goddesses or angels or even characters from books. I'll share with you some of my guides in a moment here. But we kind of touched on some higher power super friends might be really good at certain things, and you might want to ask, some people ask for specific help with specific things from specific beings or entities or deities. As Donna shared, you can also ask for whoever can help you with a certain thing to come in, and then trust and know that those beings will appear, and that whoever appears, and by appear I mean whoever becomes present, whoever comes into your consciousness, whoever you become aware of, that those beings are going to be able to help you with exactly what you're asking for, because they are of this higher consciousness, this higher intelligence, and you ask for help for a certain thing, and only those who can help you with that will step forward. And I use both ways in my life. I have mentioned before that when I am doing any kind of removal work of entities or lower vibrational, I sometimes call them external pernicious influences, I like to specifically ask Archangel Michael's help with that, because he has a big sword and he's very good at it. But also there are so many other consciousnesses that can help with things like that. And so asking, hey, who can help me remove this, or, you know, XYZ, and seeing who comes in to help is one good way to start. To give you a snapshot of what hidden or non-visible guidance can look like, I will share a bit of my own evolution on this topic just to show, you know, what's possible. So when I started opening up spiritually several years ago, you know, before that, I sometimes had moments where I felt connected and felt like I was being given information or guidance from something unseen to myself, but something that I trusted. And more recently, within the last several years, that kind of took off as soon as I started with the Healing Touch program, and getting really grounded and centered helps you open up to things like that. And that is something that Healing Touch program is really great at. But when I started to actually look into this, one of the first things I did was I did a meditation. This was actually in a Reiki level one class that I took. Did a meditation, and it was one where you're walking through the woods, and the whole point of it was to connect with some of your guidance. And in the meditation, you get to a cabin, and then you sit down, and then you wait for your guides to walk through the door. And the first being to walk through the door was a more feminine, blonde, light being that I instantly knew somewhere in my body was Archangel Gabriel. And there was no other question for it. That's just who appeared for me. And then later in that meditation, the founder of Reiki, or one branch of Reiki, Usui, also walked in the door. And I didn't know what he looked like in life, but I knew at that moment in that meditation that that's who walked in the door and who was showing up to be a guide for me at that moment in my life. That was a place for me to kind of start. I had also been to a few readers, oracle readers or medium psychics. We've had episodes on this podcast in the past about these folks. And often they're, you know, they're clairvoyant, so they can see if there is any guides or angels or people who have passed around you who want to talk. So I had also heard a few different things from a few different people about who might be hanging around me, coming in for guidance. And then there will be different things that will happen randomly, and I will just know that somebody else has come in. For example, I think I've also mentioned this on this podcast. One day after yoga, I was meditating, I started to hear the song O Come All Ye Faithful play in my head. And one of the ways that I get guidance is that my guides will play certain songs in my head. Oftentimes they're musicals, because I happen to love musicals, and because musicals have very specific situational things in them. So if there's a very specific line in a musical that is pertaining to something I need to understand, they will play that song in my head until I get it. That is one way of receiving guidance. On this particular day, O Come All Ye Faithful started playing, and I thought that was interesting because this was like July, you know, it wasn't even Christmas time. And then I felt this really brilliant presence next to me and felt a lot of silvery light and a very loving energy. And I just knew that Jesus had come in, and that actually became his hallmark, is that they would play O Come All Ye Faithful in my head, a very specific part of O Come All Ye Faithful too. It didn't start at the beginning and end at the end. It was a very specific line, and that still happens. That will still happen for me. I will recognize that I have that song in my head, and then I will get, oh, Jesus is here. Let me see if he has a message for me, or if he has something to share, or if there's something that I need to understand here. So guides can come in like that. And it doesn't mean that they're with you. Of course, they're with you all the time if you call on them. But also, people can switch in and out as you need them. And also, a lot of people don't even, you know, I don't know why, but the way my guidance shows up for me, often it tends to be kind of specific. And by specific, I mean my mind has decided or feels that it is a certain being, you know, Archangel Gabriel or Jesus, or in the case of some of my other higher power super friends, Dumbledore. Yes, Dumbledore from Harry Potter. I also have a lot of animals as part of my guides, and I also have several goddesses and gods from other perspectives, other paradigms, as folks who show up for me sometimes. Ganesh is huge for me. Lakshmi is huge for me. Isis is huge for me, all in different aspects and for different needs. So I would say, don't limit yourself on what is possible for you and who is possible for you to connect with when you are in need of help with something. Donna has these words to share, her last words on this topic.
This is a really interesting time in all of our lives right now, and I feel like all of this goes back to the Celestine prophecy, and there are more and more of us who are becoming much more attuned with the earth and the universe. And that this is the time for all of us to come together and share our experiences and become collectively connected to help make our world and our universe a much better and safer place for everyone.
And we will leave it there for today. This, of course, has been not an exhaustive conversation on angels and guides and higher power super friends. There is so much more to this topic. I could dedicate several episodes just to this and how these things happen and how they appear to people and who they are and what they are and how people get information and, you know, how to access these. And this is something very dear to me. This is very much part of my everyday life and lived experience. And I want to offer a really wonderful way, a really useful way to connect to your higher power super friends if you want to, if you're interested in this. I am going to offer a meditation on how to connect and access your higher power super friends on the bonus content for this episode for patrons of this podcast, people who support this podcast on Patreon. So if you are interested in hearing this meditation, tapping into connecting with your higher power super friends, please consider becoming a patron of the podcast on www.patreon.com/letsgetmeta. You can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $2 a month, which amounts to approximately $1 per episode. And I have to say, my bonus content is getting better and better. I'm getting the hang of Patreon and what my patrons want now. And we'll be continuing to offer how-tos and meditations and clearing for people and bonus parts of interviews. And it's a lot of fun. So if you are interested, please get on Patreon and enjoy the meditation that will be up for the bonus content. I have used it before with clients. I've used it before in classes, and the results are really incredible. What happens is I will lead you through a meditation, and you will call in the eight directions, north, south, east, west, above, below, within, without, and we will together, you will find through my voice guidance, you will see who shows up for you to be part of your team of higher power super friends. It's a really wonderful way to connect with your guidance and to ask for help and start working with others. Thank you all so much for listening. I want to thank my dear friend Donna Adams for contributing to this podcast. She is invaluable in the experiences that she's had throughout her life. I'm so glad that we could hear what she had to say on this episode. Thank you so much, and stay meta.